continues the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, Omid Aleph, towards the bottom. Zok the Mishnah, Moisa HaKteris. If you have Keteris that's left over, there's every year, there are 368 monas of Keteris that you have, and you makriv half a boiker and half batzeraim. So you have left over, especially since it's not 365 days in a year. And yet, even if you have Malach of Naim, of the Kohen Gadol, for the three monim, but they're still left over, so what do you do with the Moisa HaKteris? So what do you do with this? Mahi Oisimba, what do you do with this? After all, you can't use it for next year, because that's called Truma Yeshana. You have to have Truma Chadosha. So Zok the Mishnah, Mafrishin Mimeno, Shchara Umnin. You go to the Truma Salishka, to the money from the Truma Salishka, and you mafrish what's owed from Molochas that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. You owe money to people that different things that they did. So you mafrishin Mimeno from Truma Salishka, Shchara Umnin. So on this Shchara of the Umnin, which is Kodesh, you mechalin Oiso. You mechal the Moisa HaKteris on this Moisa Umnim. So now the Keteris is Yotzel Lechulim, because you mechal it on this Mois, and the Mois become Kodesh. Now the Gemara is going to ask, the Mois is already Kodesh, and you're not mechal Kodesh and Kodesh. That's meaning the Mois Kashuk, the Mois is going to be a Chetimtza of a Teretz. But right now we're saying, you're taking the Scharu Umnim, you're setting aside, and you mechal it on the Keteris. So now the Keteris becomes Choyl. Once the Keteris becomes Choyl, the Noistin Oisa, you can use it as a payment, because it's chulin now, lu'umnim b'scharen, to the umnim for the schar. So they have old keteris left over as the schar. But you don't want it to stay by them, so chayzim v'loikhin ma'oysa mitrum chadosho. Now you acquired back from those umnim that have keteris yishona, and you acquired back from trum chadosho money. So that's how you acquired keteris that was left over from trum chadosho. So it's not ma'oysa keteris from trum yishona, but you made it chulin by being mechalit, and now you acquired back. Now the Mishnah continues, this is only if you have Truma Chadosha to buy it back. Then you can buy it back from Truma Chadosha. Then Loikhan Oysim Truma Chadosha. Vim Lav, and if you don't have Truma Chadosha, you don't have enough Shkolim Chadosha. So then, B'dievet, it's good, even Minayishona. You can use Kobonet Tzibur that come even, it's Mitzvah to Am Chadosh. But if you don't have, if you borrow from Yoshon, it's also good. So you don't have the Truma Chadosha, the Mitzvah Truma Chadosha. But if you don't have Truma Chadosha, then you can buy it even from Truma Yishona. Now, but Yisoidoi, this Mishnah is a Shveri Yisoid. Why do you not just take this Keteris and pay that as a payment for the Umnim without being Mechalit? We'd have to go through the whole Chilul process. So it's Toli, Tais and Shvuas, Daf Yudam at Beis, brings two Turitzim. He says, the Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Beis, Omid Aleph, Machlokes Ben Azay and Rebbe Akiva. According to Ben Azay, the reason why you don't use it as a payment, because things that were Huktash, for umnim bischarum, you cannot use as a payment. You cannot use, you don't give chafetzim as a payment for melocha. Ein hektish mischal al melocha. You can't use melocha. You could buy karbonis with trumis alishka, but you can't use it for chil for melocha. For melocha, you don't use it as a payment. So the keteris cannot be given umnim bischarum. That's ben azashita. A kongta bekivet that says you could use as a payment for melacha, so you should theoretically use the keteris. So Kong Tav Akiva that said that argues on the Ben Azai. So it's only by chafetzim that hukdash through a yochid; those you can be mechal on a melacha. But chafetzim that hukdash through a tzibur, meaning keteris, cannot be used as a payment. And since keteris is through a tzibur, it can be used as a payment. Another teretz Tosfos over there says is that we're talking about umnim that are making the pitum of the keteris of the chadosha, of the shana chadosha. Well, shana chadosha's pitum cannot be paid with truma yeshana deka money. So that's why it has to be paid dafka from the truma chadosha. So merely you can't just give them keteris of last year because they're making pitum keteris of the new keteris. So you can't pay them with a payment of keteris yeshana. You can't use truma yeshana, which is leftover keteris, as a payment for keteris chadosha, for pitum keteris chadosha. That's the third teretz in Taisis, the third mahalach. Meaning one mahalach is according to Ben Azai, why you have to do chilul. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, it's dafka chafetzim of a yochid. And then he says, because we're talking about specifically umnim that are mefatim keteris chadosha, so you can't pay them with keteris yeshana, the moisa keteris yeshana. Now, in addition, why do you have to give the keteris to the umnim as a keteris that's nischal already, as the payment, and then buy it back with the truma chadosha? Why don't you mechal the moisa of truma chadosha directly on this keteris without giving it to the umnim? is pshat is Tosaf Adir says is because you want to make sure. Actually, this Tosaf Meila says that the chashash is that you might come Tosaf Meila daf Yudalad on the base that you might come to forget to be mechal when you gave it over, when you give it biyodov of the umnim diktoris. So then avada, you're going to be choiz v'koine back. You're not going to miss a step because there's no chashash. You won't be mechal it back. By something that remains by you, so then we're scared you're going to miss a step. And Mamela, that's the oifen of being mechaled back. Meaning, Dafka give the Ketores Yishona to the Umnim B'Scharim, and not just use the Trum Chadosha to be mechaled on the Ketores. Now the Gemara has the obvious question. You're telling me that you're taking the Mois of the Truma, and you're being setting it aside, and mechaled on the Ketores. The Ketores is Kodesh. The Mois Trumas Alishka is Kodesh. You can't be Mechal Kodesh on Kodesh. Frag the Gemara, will I nimtze Hekdesh Mechal al Hekdesh? You can't Mechal Hekdesh on Hekdesh. So the Gemara says a new pshat. But rather what you do is as follows. Ketzer Oysa. Omer Rab Shimon Bar Bisna, Mevi Mois Umechal Nal Abinyin. The binyan that they made for the different mesatatin, they were carving out stones for different things that had to be fixed and everything. Those were all done binyan shechoil. They weren't makdish it till later, until they placed it on the avonim that had to be fixed. Why? Because they didn't want any me'ila to take place. If a person is going to lean on it or sit on it, so then the umnin will be used it as a tail or used it as a chair. So there's a me'ila. So the binyan is always done bechoil. It's not done bechoidish until it's placed in the place where it needs to be fixed. But in Kolzman, they have it by them, they work on it, it's still shechoil. So this stone now is choil. So you mechalel the mois that you have set aside for Trumas Halishka on the binyan that's choil. So now the binyan becomes koidish and the mois become choil. So now that you have real choil dika mois, so now you can make the chil on the ketores. The Ketores now Yemechalal, the Mois Ketores, on these Mois that became Chulin because of the Binyan. So now the Mois that were Choyl become Koydish because of the Mois Ketores, and the Ketores become Choyl. So now you give this Ketores to the Umnim B'Scharon, and you buy it back with Trum Chadosha. So Zog the Gemara again, Ketzer Oysa, Om Reb Shimon Bar Bisna, maybe Mois, you bring the Mois from the Truma Salishka, and Yemechalat ala Binyan. So now the Mois become Choyl. You mechal it on the binyan that was choil, and I made that kodesh, and the mois become choil. Zok the gemara daf yud aleph from the beis umevi k'toris, and now you take the mois k'toris and mechal alein on this mois that was yotzel chulin. The noisin oisal umnim b'schoren, and now you can take the mois k'toris which became choil and pay it to the payment to the umnim, and now you buy it back from Trum Chadosh. Now the question is: this mois that was choil because you mechal it on the binyan, and the kedusha of the mois went to the binyan, and now the mois is choil, and that's the money you're using to be mechalal on the ketores yishona. So now the mois become kodesh bekedusha yishona of truma yishona. What do you do with this mois? We said what you do with the ketores. The ketores goes to the umnim, and you buy it back from truma chadosha. But you never said what you do with this mois that became now kodesh bekedushas ketores yishona, which is truma yishona. So zok the gemara daf yud aleph on the beis on the top, second line. What do you do with this mois that now has the kedusha of ketores of mois ketores? Zokma Rabbi Oimer, Oimani, he nosu lebeis gamer lebeis haftinas she became bepitum ketores umaisel lechem aponim. There were two mishpachas that their job was they knew they were experts in making pitum ketores and lechem aponim, so they got paid with this money which is like truma salishka money, happens to be truma yishona, and they got paid for their work. Zok the Gemara, this is only correct if you owe them money. Then this money could become choil because of the payment for their work. But Kolzman, you don't owe them the money yet. It's chirus ein mishlemes alel b'soif. Then this money is not going to be nischal to become chulin with the payment. It's not called a maisa payment until you owe them. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Shmuel v'Yitzrok, v'hein shiyu chayoven len mois mishor yishoyna. That's if you owe them. If you owe them, then the payment now becomes choil because of the what you owe to them. But if since it's not mishtan lebesoif until the besoif, and you don't owe them the money yet because they're still in making for this year and last year was paid already, so then this mois remains b'kedushos. It didn't become a payment to be nischalel and become choil. The money remains b'kedushos. And that Gemara says, Reb Chiya bar Bo, Reb Chiya the son of Bo, he asked the following question. Loi ha'yu chayom lem, let's you don't owe these mishpachas, these umnin. Mois mishal yishoyna. So then, what do you do? What do you do, Taka? You can't use it as a payment because it remains kodesh. Zok the Gemara, also Rebbo b'shem Reb Chiya. Now Rebbe, who said was the father of Priya, says a name of his son, b'shem Reb Yosi, name Reb Yosi, mekaitzin b'enes mizbech. You use this money that you can't use as a payment for these mishpachas, but rather for keitz mizbech. Rebbe Kiva Shita is, moise truma goes to keitz mizbech. So use it to buy oilus, the keitz mizbech, that the mizbech should always have something to be brought on it. Now the Gemara has the question now, you just said the Priya bar bo. Ask the question, if you're not chayiv to them, what do you do? And then Rebbe says, in name Rebbe Priya, you use it for keitz mizbech. First, he had a suffix, then it's poshut what the answer is. Zok the Gemara, Rebbe bar koin bo yikumi Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe bar koin asks in front of Rebbe Yosi, mechal v'shitos Rebbe Priya bar bo. Meaning Rebbe Priya bar bo changed his mind very quickly. Tamon tzrichalei. First, he has a question. He's mistopic. What do you do if you don't owe these umni money? V'kop shitalei. And then he says, poshut that you use for keitz mizbech. What's going on? Enter the Gemara, depends. It depends what the reason is, meaning what you're using it for. When it's Moise Truma, that's Poshet that goes to Ketzim Mizbech. Shitza Bekiva is Moise Truma goes to Ketzim Mizbech. That's Poshet. That he knew all along. His question was, is the buy was, when something goes into Klisharis, it's called Moise Nesachim. We had before, if the libations, the oils, the wines go into the Kli, so this Kaddish B'Kedush Saguf went into the Kli, into the Etzim walls of the Kli, and then it spilled over. So it's Kedushas Kli, so then it's called Moise Nesachim. Moise Nesachim you acquire Kli Shoris with. That's Reb Kiva Shita. So now his question was, the Ketoritz which was crushed with the Machteshes, is that called that is Nichnas B'Kedushas Kli Shoris? Is that called entering the Kedusha of Kli Shoris that is considered Moise Nesachim? Because it went into the klisharis, it's kedush aguf, and memela. Then the din would be you have to buy klisharis with it, and not use it for keitz mizbech. That's a suffix. Hora tzrich lebe klisharis, hora pshit lebe keitz mizbech. It was poshetim that moise truma avari by keitz mizbech. But the suffix was, how do you look at this machteshes? Is this machteshes now make it that it's like moise nesachim, and moise nesachim is you acquire klisharis, and it became kedush aguf because the machteshes is like it entered into the airspace of the klisharis, or no? It's not called that it entered the airspace. It was crushed with that, but that's not considered moise nesachim. It remains moise truma, and moise truma goes to keitz mizbech. That is the suffix that Reb Chiya had. Zok the Gemara, this suffix is a machlekes amaroyim. This palgun, it's a machlekes amaroyim. If pitma bechulin, could you use your own crusher, not a klisharis, from your own kitchen? Pitma b'chulin. If you're mefatim the k'toris, is a kli choyl, not a kli sharis. Is a kosher apostle. If you hold this kosher, that means you don't need a kli sharis. So Rabbi Yosi bar Abchina Omar Psula, you need a kli sharis and it's not good. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar Ksher, it's kosher. My time to Rabbi Yosi bar Abchina, why is it kosher? Koydeshi, it says in the pasuk, "Vaktoris hashet sase b'maskunto lo sase lechem koydesh tiyelcho l'Hashem." What does koydesh tiyelcho mean? Koydesh tiyelcho means shtei aviyosa b'koydesh. It has to be made in the klisharis. So, male, if it's pitma b'choil, it's pasul. So, you need a klisharis be'etzim. So, we see it has koydesh b'kedusha klisharis. It's called moisin esachim. And my time to Reb Shulman Levi that says that it's kosher. He says koydesh tiyeh doesn't mean you have to be kaddish b'klisharis. It means koydeshi shtei vo mitrumas alishka. That you have to buy the ktoris from Mois of trumas alishka. That it's kodesh. But not that you have to make it b'koydesh. So the machlokes, if pitma b'chulin is kosher apostle, is you have to make it b'klisharis, or it can be made with klichol. And koydesh tiyeh just means you have to acquire the ktoris from Mois of trumas alishka. Now the Biskrov says that which you have to use a klisharis for the machteshes is not midin a carbon. It's not mihilchas a carbon. But it's midin asiyas akteris. That the maisev can only be done by kodesh. Not midin the carbon that has to be kodesh. Midin the asiyas akteris gufa. Not midin the akrova. But midin the asiyas akteris. It's a din that you have to make it maseo by kodesh. You have to use a klisharis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Om Reb Yosi bei Rabin Bun. Reb Yosi, the son of Rabun, said, Asoy de Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina Keshmuel, with Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rabbi Yochanan. These two shitas. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says that pitma bechulin is possible. That's like Shmuel. We'll see soon with Shmuel. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi that says pitma bechulin is kosher. If you're mefatim the k'toris in a choil, not a klisharis, it's kosher. That's like Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see soon which shita that is. Zok de Gemara, the Taninon we learned in the Mishnah, which is coming up soon. Mish says as follows, Hamakdish Nechosov. If someone is Makdish, is Nechosim. Not as Behemoth, is Nechosim, all inclusive. Nechosim are Chulin, in Makdish them. Vahoyu ben Dvorim Ruin Lekarbon Sibur. And these Nechosim have things that are Roy for Karbon Sibur. Now, what are the things that are Nichse Hedyet that are Roy for Karbon Sibur? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, it's talking about Ketores. That means Ketores that you made in your home is chulin. It's roi for carbon sibur, so it means, like Ibshum and Levi, that you don't need a klishoris, you can use your kitchen utensils and be mefatim l'ktoris. So we see clearly that the sheet that it says that's kshega, pitma b'chulin is kshega, is like Rabbi Yochanan. Zog di gemara, omer Rabbi Shaya said, this is not a raya. Why? Tipoter be'uman mishel beis haftinas shein noitel b'schor l'ktoris. Maybe we're talking about the ktoris that was once upon a time made b'klisharis in the beis hamikdash. It was, like we said before, it was nischalal. These were the moisek ktoris that was nischalal and given as a payment to the umnim. That is the ktoris that you can take, that you can makdish nechosov. He has regular ktoris that is chulin now, but really was made b'kodesh. So that ktoris that was brought back from Tumah Chadosha, like we said in the Mishnah, that is the one you mekabel for the Beis HaMikdash. But la'olam, it's not regular choil dika pitum. It was made from the Beis HaMikdash. It was just a leftover that ended up back by the people that want to donate it back. Because it was brought back, actually. So that is what we're referring to. So there's no raya that it was pitma b'choil. La'olam, we're talking about the original pitum was taka b'chishores. Salkaponim, that was the shita that we said, that we attempted to say, that it's like a b'yoichanan. The man that says that it's kosher, pitma b'chulin. Reb Shuman Levi, not Reb Shuman Levi, Reb Yosef ben Chanina that says, pitma b'chulin is possible. We said it's like Shmuel. Which Shmuel? Zokdu Gemara, with Reb Yosef ben Chanina that's like Shmuel, that says that it's possible when you're mefatim b'kli choyl. Zokdu Gemara, the Omer Avunim b'shem Shmuel, machteshes, also, Isaac klisharis lekodesh. It says black and white. It says clearly the machteshes that you mechatish the ktoris with is like a klisharis lekodesh. That means it has to be done in a klisharis. Zok the Mora Om Rabbi Yosi be Rabun. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabun, said Omro Rabchune kumi Rabbi Yosi. Rabchune said in front of Rabbi Yosi, if you tell me that a ktoris has to be made in klisharis, so dovesh shekodesh be klisharis nifta. How could you be poida? We said over there, we said in the Mishnah, I mean, that you poida the mois haktoris and mechalot on mois of chulin. The mois of chulin, we said, because the mois became chulin because of the binyan. But you poida the mois haktoris al yedei the mois of chulin. If you tell me that the ktoris has to be made dafka be kodesh, so v'dovesh shekodesh b'klisharis nifta, something that's kodesh b'klisharis, only Kedushas Domim can be poida. Kedushas Aguf, you can't be poida. Well, if it's made in Klishor, it's a Kedushas Aguf. So how you poida it? So Omale, he answered, the lav de Shmuel, he, didn't you say it's a Kong de Shmuel? Well, a Kong de Shmuel, that the Ktoris is done in the Klishoris, well, it's very good, because his shita is, the Shmuel Omar, Kalu Moiser, we made a special kula by the Moiser Kochim. By Moiser Kochim, Moiser Ktoris, we made a special leniency that we said, that you're allowed to be poided. So even though usually Kedusha is a goof, you're not poida, there's special leniency by Moisek Kodesh, and Mele Moisek Teres is nitly fodois. Where do we find such a cooler by Moiser of Teres? So the Gemara, the Spalgund is indeed a machlokes amaroyin on this nekuda. Hoise tmimim. If you have tmimim, animals that are roi for carbon, not balimumin, that will remain in the lishkas atloyim, and they were originally hukdash for carbon tomid. So now you have leftover, just like you left over ktoris, you have leftover tamimim. So what do you do with them? So Shmuel Omar, niftin ketamimim. You can be mechal them, you can be poided them on mois of chulin, and now you poided them, the mois becomes kodesh, and the animals become chulin, and you acquire them back from what's it called? From the mois. You buy them again to the lishkat loim from the mois. It's not leftover. It's not called last year's leftover, but you're being poided back from chulin. How you mechalit? You're poided at tmimim. Now, usually it can't be poided at tmimim. Usually tmimim have to be brought as a carbon. That's a special kula shekilu. Usually tmimim are not niftim, only balim umin are niftim. A special kula day dispensation that they made for leftovers of kochim, just like moisek teres is a kula, so to moisek tmimim is a special kula. Now that's Shita Shmuel Taka that says Niftin Tmimim. However, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Niftin Kipsuli Amukdoshim, meaning you have to treat it like Psula Amukdoshim. Psula Amukdoshim is Yiru Ashiestoyu, and Ashiestoyavu, they have a mum, and only then you poid it. But you can't be poid at Tmimim. So we see clear machloikas if you say a kula by Moiser Tmimim or not. Do you say Moiser Tmimim or Niftim? Or do you say Rabbi Yochanan says Niftin Kipsuli Amukdoshim, Yiru Ashiestoyavu, and only then you poid it? Zog the Gemara, Hoisiru Siirim. Let's say you have a sarah v'shchodesh, and it was lost, and you only find it after you brought it on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So what do you do with the Seirim that were meant for Sar Rosh Chodesh of Adar, let's say, and it's only found a month later in Nissan? So I'll die to the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that says, Hoysiru Tumimim, Arniftin Tumimim, that Hoysiru Tumimim, you can be Poyda Tumimim. So Huadin, Im Oyla Niftis, Lekoshken Chatos. Meaning, an Oyla that you could have said, Yirachi Yistoyev, and Domeh Lekeitzim Isbeach, and it becomes an Oyla again, still Shmuel says, Niftet Mimim. So Koshken Chatos, where Yiroye Achi Yistoyev, it would fall Lekeitzim Isbeach, it wouldn't be go back to a Shem Chatos. An Oyla can go back to a Shem Oyla. Masha Enkein, by a Chatos, it's Yirachi Yistoyev, it goes Lekeitzim Isbeach. So we're not going back to a chatos. So for sure, Rabbi Shmuel would say nifta tmimim. Because Mardach, if he says nifta tmimim, by an oiler, where you have the ability to say yirachi yistoev and domer leketzim isbeach and go back acquire an oiler from it. Still, he says nifta tmimim. So koshkin be a chatos, which roiachi yistoev, it would go leketzim isbeach and would not go back to a chatos. So Avadi, he says nifta tmimim. Masha'enkin, al daitid Rabbi Yochanan, it says that hoisiru tmimim. It's nifting kapsula mekdoshim. You have to wait shirachi yistovu. So I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan Omar Rabbi Ziri. So yiro, it's taki. You have to wait yiro at shistovu. By the seer, no. So zok the last gemara Omar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchok. You're not poy the seerim at all. But rather, what do you do with the seerim? Mekaitzim behenas amizbech. You makriv the seerim as an oiler lekaitzim amizbech. Zok the gemara v'kasha v'chora. These words of Shmuel are shver. Why? Because after all, Yesh chatos shekeva oila, it's a chatos. So seir machatos, chatos rish chodesh. So how could you bring it as an oila? Since when can be makriv a korban that took l'shem chatos as an oila? And for the Gemara Om Rabbi Yosi, shanyehi, meaning korbanos tzibur are different than the korban yochid. Ein chanami korban yochid that took l'shem something mesuyim. You can't be changed it from a chatos to an oila. Mashen korban tzibur, you could be mishana. Why? She'en korbanos tzibur nikvoin. Did not nikvo dafka l'shem or l'shem chatos. Ella b'shchita, meaning sakin my shachtan l'shchita. B'shas l'shchita, that's when it gets the kedusha of the chatos or the kedusha of the oila. But kolman, you weren't shaking it yet, the korban tzibur could be changed. Zag d'mora, omer rabchia, that no, l'oilim you can say that even korban tzibur can't be mishana. And you don't say sakin my shachtan l'mashahein. If sakin my shachtan l'mashahein, then you would be able to be mishana, because then it's only b'shas l'shchita that it becomes kedushas oila, kedushas chatos. So why do we say that korban tzibur you can't be mishana? If l'maisa you don't say sakin my shachtan, so what's the reason you can't be mishana? The reason why seirim that were left over, that you could bring them as keitzam isbeach, is because it's a special tanai bezin. Tanai bezin u'ala moisa, meaning korbanos that are left over from year to year, is a tanai bezin shikavu oilois. There's a tanai bezin that they made, anything left over, that it's considered that it was never hukdash v'chatos, so it can be brought as an oila. Le'oilam, we're saying that what? Not tzakim v'shachtan. And le'oilam korban tzibur, you should not be able to change. Why do you bring it as a oila if it was hukdash v'chatos? Teretz is the serum is a tanai bezin that the moisa could be brought as an oila. We'll stop over here at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah, Halacha Dalet.